The village of Norvik has voted to allow native dancing in the community for the first time since missionaries banned it in the early 1900s. The town of about 500 people is on the Kobuk River near Kotzebue. It will be the first community counted when the U.S. Census kicks off in late January. Leaders in the town want to welcome dignitaries from Washington, D.C. with traditional dancing, sled dog teams, and a cultural exhibit. Bobby Wells is mayor of Norvik. He says during the debate over allowing native dancing, some elders in the community spoke out against it.
It was really hard to turn them over, you know. Until today, they sort of like soften up, and some of them are still, you know, still hard. But I believe that, you know, with understanding and patience and the scripture just the same, that they can change, you know, because dancing brings freedom of spirit and, you know, an expression to the Creator, and that wonderful songs and stories out of dancing. And that's what they need to know, is that this is not shaman dancing we're trying to do here in the community now, today, you know.
And so what has the general reaction been in the community? You mentioned that there's still some folks who are opposed. What's the conversation like in Norvik now about this?
I believe if you go out there, I'm thinking maybe at about maybe 85 to 95% of it will say, that's good, do it. You know, a lot of, even a lot of the elders are excited about it. There's elders on it as well today that say, do it. And a lot of these elders are individuals who have not been so active in the church, but yet still understand what it means to dance and to express your freedom. And my guess is probably not even maybe 20 altogether in the village that are going to stand up strong against this.
How are residents learning to dance again in Norvik?
The team that came out of Kotzebue, they got some songs, and we have, you know, like about 70, 80 kids on the floor from our village, down on the floor, just dancing, stomping away, you know, and learning the dance from the instructors. So kids, and some of them are adults, and, you know, they want dancing, you know. They enjoy it. This young student expressed herself saying, if there's no dancing, I got no life, you know. I lived a rough life as a young child, and this is setting me free now.
What do you think can be learned from this experience for Norvik's younger generations? You went from engaging in traditional activities, a traditional life that stretches back generations, to ending it because of outside influence, and now it's coming back. How do you want younger people to see this in 10 or 20 years? What do you think is learned here?
Well, I believe the real most important thing that I'm seeing through this is cooperation, is understanding for all the parties, including the elders, those who live that old lifestyle. And today, the kids, the younger generation, and, you know, today is a different world. It's not the same as yesterday. You know, that Western civilization is taking over. And, you know, yet still that doesn't mean we should forget our culture, our history. We need to keep it alive. We need to keep it strong within ourselves, you know, to have an identity so that we know who we are and we're more ready to accept tomorrow and the changes that are coming.
And Mayor Wells, will you be one of the people out there dancing?
Oh, I'll tell you what, every chance I get, you know, I get out there and I do my best, you know, I enjoy it. Even though I get some looks, you know, some questionable looks, you know, from some of my friends, you know, I just get out and enjoy it and express my freedom.
Bobby Wells is the mayor of Norvik. The census count begins on January 25th.